Hey, this is Dan, dial in episode 5 of TWAT on the Asterix machine. Let's hope this works out great. Today I'm going to talk about documentation and presentation. Now, nothing seems to bring a project to a halt like documentation. Most people think it's boring, and I can tend to agree with it. While we in the Nix environment have been accustomed to man pages, info pages, how-tos, and other facts, there are a lot of people out there, particularly novices, who do not take to this type of information. Now, where I work, I have to often compile instructional pages for people who are not technical to help explain how technology or a certain piece of software works. Screen captures have been invaluable in order to produce a nice web document that will show images along with the text to help further explain what I'm talking about. Now, there's another option that you can do, because if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video capture must be worth 1,000,000 words. Video capturing capabilities or creating screen recordings is something I'm going to be talking about today, specifically focusing on applications like XvidCap, VNC to SWF, VNC Record, and Wink. Now, I'm all about open source, and I love to use Linux, but I'm also understand that I live in a world that's not just Linux. There's Windows, there's OS X, there's BEOS, there's FreeBSD, there's NetBSD, and all sorts of utilities. So most of the utilities tonight I'm going to talk about are cross-platform to some extent. First up is XvidCap. Now, XvidCap works in conjunction with X386 or X11. XvidCap is an application for capturing a portion of your X Windows display. Now, the capture can be encoded into an MPEG file, or it can be encoded as separate image files. If separate image files are chosen, you can piece the results together with an application like Transcode or Memcode, which is part of the MPlayer application suite. Now, XvidCap can be found at xvidcap.sourceforge.net. Chances are there is a package available for your distribution, be it RPM or Debian package format. Now, I'm running Ubuntu Hori, and I had difficulty installing the XvidCap package via the repositories I have. But I did grab the Debian package made available from the author's website and installed it with no problems. Now, I believe there are pretty strict requirements with regards to the versions of libAV codec required to run XvidCap. Now, as I already have Cinelera, FFmpeg, and Transcode on my system from other repositories, the Debian package management for Ubuntu would not let me update libAV codec to a later version and libc6 to a later version without breaking the compatibility with those other applications. Now, you can compile from source, but I had problems compiling on Ubuntu, but I was successful when I compiled it under Slackware. Again, before trying to compile, you will definitely need the libAV codec package, and you'll want to read the fact on the author's website first. XvidCap comes in two flavors, XvidCap and GvidCap. GvidCap is a GTK wrapper for XvidCap and looks and functions almost the same as XvidCap. Called by themselves, without setting any prior preferences, XvidCap and GvidCap will start with the default settings, copying individual frames and pretty small capture window. The capture window can be adjusted via a mouse click on an icon, which will allow you to drag a new window size or to click on an existing application window to size the capture window based upon that application window. Most people will desire a video capture instead of individual frames, so what you'll have to do is enter the options and change the file name that the files are saved to from the default .xwd to MPEG, or that would be .mpeg. Videos created work great under Linux and have no problems running under OS X. There may be codec issues with playback on Windows machine, and in the fact, the author recommends that you use the MSMPEG-4 codec. Again, read the author's webpage. Now, I found XvidCap to work pretty well, although GvidCap can be a bit problematic, especially if using the Debian package built by the author. There appears to be incompatibility issues between the version of GCC used to create the package and what is maybe on your system, or specifically my system. While audio capture is available, it is difficult to get working properly. I was able to do it in Slackware, but I had problems trying to do it under Ubuntu. While you can set the capture screen to any size, I do recommend trying to stick with multiples of 8. 320 by 240, 640 by 480, 720 by 480 seem to be good. Sticking with these ratios will allow you to incorporate the videos into other projects via transcode or Cinelera, or if you want to transcode the resulting video to another format, sticking with multiples of 8 works best. I did an encoding of an MPEG video created with XvidCap to Theora format and found that sticking with a multiple of 8, it works best, otherwise it seemed to crash. Alright, the benefit of XvidCap is that it will capture the screen to a video format. Now there are other handy utilities that will capture the screen, but instead of a video, will produce a flash file. Now cross-platform compatibility seems to be increased. You don't have to worry about video codec issues, and the file size generally seems to be smaller, but flash remains a closed format. While flash capability exists on most platforms, it is sort of lacking on Linux PPC. And again, while the results of the flash-based tools are outstanding, the use of flash may be less palatable for those who prefer to stick with open standards. I wrote an article on creating animated screenshots on Linux for issue 102 of Linux Gazette. The article can be found at www.linuxgazette.net under the archives for issue 102. While the article is almost 2 years old, the information is still relevant. It's a great place to start learning how to use these handy applications. So I'm going to talk about VNC to SWF first. If you've been living under a rock and don't know what VNC is, VNC stands for Virtual Network Computing. It's a cross-platform remote control application that has been around for a good many years. VNC allows you to run a VNC viewer application to connect, view, and control a remote system running the VNC server. As the software is cross-platform, this means you can connect to a Windows machine using Linux, a Linux machine using Windows, an OS X system via Windows, or even a FreeBSD system using Mac OS 8, and so on. Clients and servers exist for just about every operating system. VNC to SWF will allow you to record these sessions to flash format. Now, you run the server on any system and execute the VNC to SWF as you would the VNC viewer application, but with the addition of some options like the output file name, or if you want to start recording the session immediately. VNC to SWF is written by Yusuke Shinuyama and can be found at www.unixuser.org/EUSKE/VNC to SWF, or do a search for it. It's easily found. While VNC to SWF only runs under Linux or other Unixes, there is a Python version that is cross-platform. PyVNC to SWF, which is available from the same website, will run under Windows and OS X so long as you have Python installed. I had no problems running PyVNC to SWF under Ubuntu Hori, but I did have some issues getting it running under Tiger, which is OS 10.4, Apple's operating system. In order to get PyVNC to SWF running under OS 10, it requires you to install the PY Game Pack. Under OS 10, of course, you're also going to need the PY Object C package to run. Both of these are available at pythonmac.org/packages, or you follow the directions on the VNC SWF website for getting it. Now, unless you upgraded Python, both Panther and Tiger, that's 10.3 and 10.4 of OS 10, are probably running Python version 2.3, so make sure you grab the packages for those versions. After those are installed, you should be good to go, or so I thought. Even after installing those packages, I did have problems with PyGame not being found when I executed VNC to SWF.py. My workaround for this was to create a symlink to the package which was installed in /library/python/2.3/PyGame to /system/library/framework/python.framework/version/2.3/extra/lib/python/OS10. That's a mouthful, so head on over to the VNC to SWF website, go to their mail list, look in the archives, you'll see a posting from me about that. Again, I'm not a Python developer, so maybe there's a better way to do this. I don't know. You can email me at dan@thelinuxlink.net and let me know. Another issue I noticed with the OS X build is that I could not use the graphical interface. It would not let me enter the address and port for the host machine running the VNC server. I was able to get the command line to work perfectly, but anything that involved me using the graphical interface could be problematic. The best I could do was click the start button and choose the save file. So again, read the facts and documentation to tell you exactly how to run command line version of that. Again, I do believe actually read the readme.txt file that's included with the package. I did contact the author regarding the issues on OS X, and it is a known issue. Hopefully that will be fixed in the future. Now, unlike VNC to SWF, the Python version of VNC to SWF will not bring up a separate viewer window. You'll either have to perform the actions that you want to record on the server system or connect to the server with another VNC viewer session. Another option, again, which is on Linux or BSD systems, is to run the application X11 VNC, which will allow you to connect to your current desktop and export your current desktop as a VNC session, which can be picked up by the VNC to SWF. Both VNC to SWF and Python VNC to SWF will allow you to incorporate an audio file in post-production. It'll accept MP3 files, and actually, the VNC to SWF requires that you run edit_VNCW2SWF, which is a separate download off the website. The Python version includes this already. If you wish to incorporate audio, I do highly recommend you script out your project first. While you can record your audio to a separate application like Audacity while recording the video, it may be easier to do the audio recording at a later stage. Again, once the Flash file is created, you can play it back in a browser or using play.py, which is incorporated in the Python version of VNC to SWF, and then record your audio to the video. Now, the difficulty with this is pressing the record button at the same time that you play the file. Now, if you use play.py, the playback will begin automatically when you execute the application. So what you can do, particularly if you're under Linux or another similar Unix application, you could execute something like sleep:5:aug123:count.aug:play:py:file.sdswf. Now, what this actually does is it will sleep for 5 seconds. And after the 5 seconds is up, aug123 will play an aug file, which would be a countdown. So you just say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in a separate file, call it count.aug, or you'd have to export it to an aug file, actually. And then, again, sleep for 5 seconds, it will run the countdown, it'll say it, and then it will execute play.py and start playing your Flash file, which will give you plenty of time to hit the record button on Audacity. Now, in addition to capturing to Flash, PyVNC to SWF will capture to the VNC record format. Using VNC record format may make it possible to transcode the resulting video into a video codec. Transcode does have the capability of transcoding VNC record formats. I've never tried it with the Python version of VNC to SWF, so results may vary. Now, speaking of VNC Record, there is an actual application called VNC Record that will record a VNC session to the VNC Record format. Exciting! Written by Yoshiki Hayashi, VNC Record is a Linux-only application that does not seem to be under development anymore. The last version was, I believe, in 2002, and can be found at www.sodan.org, that's sodan.org/tildepenny/VNCREC. Do a Google search if you have any questions. VNC Record, as stated, functions similar to VNC to SWF, but records through the VNC format. I've noticed that this format does not seem to be portable. That is, I've had trouble playing it, the VNC recorded session on any other machine other than what the session was recorded on. VNC Record does have an option that will explode the resulting file into individual frames using the dash movie option. Frames will be exported to the XPM format. Now, these can later be converted to any other image format using Convert, which is part of the Image Magic Suite, and then encoded into a cross-platform video using MEM Encoder, which is part of the MPlayer application suite. Again, see my Linux Gazette article for doing that. That has all that information in there. Otherwise, again, like I said, the playback of the session, you will have to do that with the VNC record application and the playback option, or dash play is what it is. Again, I have had problems doing this on any other system than what the VNC record session was recorded on. The VNC record is a Linux-only application, including OS X, it seems, but I have never been able to get it to work properly on OS X. The final application we're going to discuss today is called Wink. Wink is cross-platform application. It's cross-platform in that it will run on Linux and Windows, and it will save the file not only the Flash format, but also the PDF or PostScript. I did not find a PDF or PostScript export to be too valuable. It's, you know, you're exporting each frame of the capture to a PDF file. It's not animated in any way like the Flash version is. Wink is available, again, like on Windows and Linux, and can be downloaded at debugmode.com/wink. Do a search for it. It's easily found. Should be the first option. Wink is not open source, but it is freeware. Redistribution is limited with permission from the author, and there does not seem to be access to the source code. Unlike VNC to SWF, Wink will capture your current desktop, either fully or based upon the geometry that you supply. Once your capture is finished, Wink provides a fantastic graphical post-production tool. You can edit, delete, or move frames before exporting your file to Flash format. Additionally, Wink allows you to add in text boxes, frame titles, pauses, and next buttons. What Wink does not seem to allow you to do yet is to include audio. But perhaps you could include the audio to a Wink-created SWF by using the edit features of PYVNC-SWF or add the edit_VNC-SWF applications. Now, if you're not capturing your entire desktop using Wink, it can be a bit tricky when specifying the geometry. Keep in mind, if you elect to record a session at 800x600 on a 1024x768 desktop, your resulting capture will not accurately reflect an 800x600 desktop. Instead, you will get a window that is 800 pixels wide and 600 pixels in height, starting from position 0/0, the default, or you can specify what pixel position to start it at. The text and graphics will be as if they were 1024x768, not 800x600, but you probably already realize that. Again, what Wink seems to have going for it is a fantastic post-production utility, allowing you to clean up your screen recording with ease. I do recommend, though, that you save frequently, as the application can crash on you. It's pretty much beta stuff right now. The SWF output offers some very web-friendly cross-platform files. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that playback of the Flash file in a browser can result in some artifacts or distortion if the Flash is not played back at the appropriate geometry. Again, if your screen recording or your Flash file is 800x600, you will need to specify that the playback at 800x600, or it's going to look very wonky. Both PYVNC to SWF and Wink will produce a Flash file along with an HTML file that could be copied into a web page that will play back the file at the specified geometry. Really handy, but keep in mind that the output of this HTML file is not XHTML compliant. But that should be easily fixed by anyone who understands the XHTML requirements. Essentially, you're going to have to close all the tags in the resulting HTML output. Again, for more information on doing this, read my article in Linux Gazette, issue 102, and I have an example of the code in there. I thank you very much for listening. That's another twat licked and ready to go.
You know I want to tap that ass, right? So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. It's over.